Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mary Pruski with Save Our Buffalo Churches is on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line. We heard from the Buffalo Diocese yesterday, officials trying to explain the amounts that parishes are being asked to contribute to the $150 million settlement. But maybe the biggest takeaway seemed to be the point that parishes will risk liability if they don't join the settlement. Mary, what did you make of that?
Hi, good morning, and thanks for having me on. It's a statement that the diocese has been using, which has interpretation room there. They offered a channeling bankruptcy protection to the churches, saying, if you come under our wing, we'll be able to work together to keep any other individual civil lawsuits coming against you, which for some churches would bankrupt them. So it felt like a good arrangement and to have that protection. And in exchange, you would be also asked to donate towards the settlement. And everyone in Buffalo realizes, you know, you expect reasonable types of amounts. Now that we've circled around that the bankruptcy court has set out a final amount, they're coming back and instead of saying, we're expecting a reasonable amount. They've come back and given us this excessive, you know, choking amount of money that they want, they need, and they are requiring. And that no longer meets the expectation that this is a gift or a contribution. They're making an excessive amount mandatory, and that just goes against civil and canon laws when you talk about donations. Too much.
Well, what would be, if this is an excessive amount, I don't think we've ever broached the topic of what would be, in your mind, a reasonable amount for parishes to pay?
Well, let's first look at where they're taking their calculations for how much money is technically available to them. Canon law says it should come from income, not from your holding savings and checking account. Those funds, which they calculated from 2024, parishes have those funds in a general account for rainy day, or we've got projects coming up. So this is where we are putting our leftover from our budget every week, and this is where we're holding our money. And now it's been about a year since that calculation, August of 2024. Parishes have needed to use that money. Thanks to the diocese, the attendance has decreased, therefore donations decrease. So they've had to dip into this fund over the winter to take care of their, you know, weekly mandatory payments from utility companies. So they've reached too far, and for some churches, it may be intentional. As you see the 80% for parishes that are set for merger, and especially for the parishes that are in recourse for the canon law process, let's take as much as we can because they're violating the as-is clause, and they're taking money so that way you are practically choked off and you couldn't begin to limp to the closing line of when they say they're going to take this money. Many parishes don't have that much anymore, if any of that. So let's talk about, as they have been phrasing it, let's talk about what can we give. Some parishes can give more than others. Buffalo is a wonderful, generous giving community. You have a fire somewhere and people are donating very willingly because they want to help. We do want to help these poor sexual victims, but taking from us is against everything in our own moral code. We would rather donate and work towards it, not a, we want all your money and we want it right now. And again, we ask too, what else, where else have they looked for money?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So, Mary, now what? I mean, last week you told churches, don't do anything, right? Yeah. You were looking into the state attorney general, talking with canon lawyers. Well, now what, after hearing from the diocese?
Sure. Our lawyer has clearly said, because of this excessive tax, the pastors and trustees are open to not paying anything if they choose to defy the diocese at that level, and you would be covered by canon law. We like to be part of the solution. We're helping people with parishes that are supposed to close. We're trying to pull that back. We're now looking into where else can we find funding. We're trying to get creative, and thanks to your broadcasting of our issues and the regular news stations here in Buffalo, people from far and wide have heard about us, and we've been contacted by an agency that actually has a unique opening into some funding. And we've opened the door and we're talking with them, and who knows if we might be able to get creative. We've got to find another way to fund this line to get the bankruptcy court settled and move forward, but we have to work on alternative funding. People get other jobs. You get creative, and that's what we're hoping, that we find those opportunities come to us or we find them. We want to be part of the solution, but we can't have our budgets and our churches pummeled into the ground with no other option for keeping us alive. We've got to find more money.
I'm just struggling to find the other option, though, at the end of this. You know, if the churches don't pay, if the settlement is either thrown out or it's not adhered to, I mean, it's opened up to a lot of people looked at $150 million as a settlement and said, that seems low for the amount of cases that were brought forward against the Diocese of Buffalo. I mean, would you just be going through this entire process over again and perhaps opening yourself up for an even higher payment?
You're right about $150 million didn't feel like a lot, but it's only from the cash on hand that the diocese can pull together. The insurance companies for the diocese still have to come forward with what their settlement amount would be. And the judge of the court said, we're taking that offline and no one knows what kind of numbers they're working with. But getting back to the diocese, yeah, the chance is that they'll keep coming back around and around every 6 months, every year to take more money. And that seems to be their mode of operating. They just, you know, want to take without looking at other places. We don't know where else they've looked. We have some civil lawyers and other organizations that have approached us and says, look, there's a way that we could look at a grant here. There's a way we can look at loans here. And because it doesn't seem like the diocese is doing this type of investigation, as much as we're as busy as we are, we're saying, okay, we have to be part of the solution. Where else can this money come from? That's what we're working on hard. Otherwise, they keep our hands tied and we keep walking towards bankruptcy in all the parishes. They're just pushing all the money out of the parish so that way they can get their second course, is they want to have less churches around anyway. So they're using the crisis to serve two needs. We need to find another revenue stream, and that's why we love and appreciate the airtime you give us, because people from New York and California have called. They know about this problem, and they feel for the sadness that everybody feels, but they also want to see, we want to come out of this with our heads high and the victims taken care of.
Mary, thank you for joining us this morning, and I'm sure we'll be in touch as this continues. The payments are due July 15th. It's Mary Pruski with Save Our Buffalo Churches.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.